Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
All right, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We'll see everybody next week.
Wow, that was the fastest show ever.
Fastest 2 hours known to man.
Is it hard because it's so beautiful outside today?
It is.
It's hard to be trapped inside the studio when the sun is gleaming and the rest of the country is frozen.
You know, I need to change in the fact that I see all these posts about going to the beach.
Yes.
Which I dislike.
You don't like the beach.
I'm not a beach guy.
Well, because you have pale skin and cancer concerns.
Well, it has nothing to do with it.
Don't you have, like, sun skin issues?
No, yeah.
So you have to stay out of the sun.
I understand that, but if I liked it, I'd still go.
Oh, would you?
No, I'm sure I would.
Okay.
I just don't like it.
You don't like the beaches, even though St. Pete was just voted the best beach in North America.
In the world, I believe.
Oh, is it the world?
I believe it was the world.
Can't be the world.
I think Clearwater was the number one beach in the world the last 2 years.
I think it's in North America.
I'm pretty sure it's the world.
I don't think it can compete with the Caribbean, with Bora Bora.
Sure it can.
Tahiti.
Sure it can.
Hawaii.
Sure it can.
Is Hawaii North America?
Oh, my God. But I've never understood going somewhere to sweat your butt off for no reason at all.
Well, there's more to do at the beach than just sweat your butt off.
What?
Eat. Drink.
I don't need to sweat my butt off while I eat.
The daiquiris and the pina coladas and the palm trees.
None of that stuff means anything to me.
We can get a workout in, brother.
Okay, brother. Okay.
He's out at the beach.
Matt Riddle is a new champion of the WWE.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
I don't know. I didn't watch it, so I have no idea. Don't forget, we do need to set up Terry Bollea, better known as Hulk Hogan, and the meetup with...
Luis Pena.
Yeah. What's his... Violent Bob Ross.
So, his fight got scrapped on Saturday.
Yeah. And did you see what he said? There was another fight that got scrapped. He goes, can we put this together? I'll lose weight. I'll make weight. I'll put weight on, whatever I need to do, to fight in an hour.
That's a company man. A guy's willing to stay.
I don't think it's so much that he's a company man as much as he wants to fight. It's not a company. Now, a company would be that I'm going to jump in and I'll help save the fight.
Okay.
He just wants to fight. He'll fight the brick wall.
That's how he gets paid. Exactly. That's how he gets a paycheck.
Well, hopefully he still, you know, at least got his show, you know, money. I would hope he would get that.
And speaking of, like, fighting different divisions, and did you see Max Holloway, his comments on, you know, to be the pound for pound, you have to be a guy that's willing to fight in any weight class, up or down, anytime, anywhere, any place, to be considered a pound for pound. You can't just stay in your lane and be comfortable.
Just like I told you and the guy who I didn't even know when he walked through the door. He's wrong.
You can't tell people that.
I sure I can.
You didn't even know what we were talking about.
You're right.
Well, you're like, you don't know what you're talking about.
That's not true. I said, you're wrong, and if you agree with Matt, then you are wrong as well. You know, we were talking about Portnoy. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, Dave.
Okay. In his pizza challenge or pizza thing, and you're wrong.
I don't think I'm wrong. That's your opinion.
And that's all that matters to me.
Yes.
Right. What good is it to set up a mystery shopper if the owner knows when the mystery shopper is coming?
No, I don't have a problem with the mystery shopper.
That's what that is.
But I have the problem with them trashing the family business and the legacy and the reputation on something that had nothing to do with the owner of that particular meal. Now, I think you should give the owner a chance to make the meal. And then you rate the two scores together, and whatever that score is, I say you go with.
I disagree.
I think it's fair.
Because
it's after the fact.
I disagree, and I'll explain why I have this opinion. If Jimmy Holland walks through your door at 9 o'clock tonight and gets crap pizza because you're not here, that's on you.
I get that. I understand.
That's the whole thing.
But mistakes happen, and you fix those individually, and that's why I've been in business for so long, because the community locally knows that if something's not to standard, I always will fix it and make it right.
That's true. I get that.
But if that person has the power of an international platform, and they trash you, and then they lose business for generations because of it, or you have to go out of business because of it, I think is unfair.
Here's something that I was told by a lawyer, okay?
Okay.
When I was going to make comments about a contractor that still has not completed the job.
Right.
Permits were pulled in July of last year. The job is still not completed. They were supposed to come back last week. What an attorney told me is when you put these reviews up, if you say don't go to, you can be sued. Allegedly. I don't want to be sued for saying you can be sued. Allegedly.
Right.
If you cause financial harm
sure.
for any reason, whether it's right or wrong, you can be sued. That's what I was told by an attorney.
Right.
So if all that's true, then maybe people should go after them.
But the problem with the legal system is it ends up costing you more money to go after them.
Well, we know that.
And then the people win the judgment, and then the person doesn't pay.
We know that.
And they shuffle the money, and they hide the money. So the damage is already done. That's the point. That's the problem.
There are people that know what that number is. And it doesn't make sense to spend $5,000 to get $3,000 back.
If you even get $3,000 at all. Yeah. And then you just pay $5,000.
All right. Scheduled on today's show. Let's get to this. We do need to talk about Tiger Woods. We need to talk about Derek Lewis. And
Tiger Woods, y'all.
Angela Hill coming up momentarily.
Ooh.
Ashley Yoder coming up, I believe, the second hour. So we're going to talk to her. Leonard Garcia is scheduled. We'll just have to see if we can put that together.
Awesome.
We're going to talk about some things. Let's start with Tiger Woods. Sean called me this morning and said, you know, after the tragedy and this, that, the other,
okay.
Was this the best marketing for that vehicle?
Oh, no question.
I disagree.
It saved a legend's life.
I disagree. The greatest marketing Tiger Woods has ever been involved in is when that golf ball sat on the 18th hole with the Nike checkmark sitting there. That was number one. Now, the car might be, but here's why I disagreed with Sean this morning. I have no idea what car it was.
It's a Genesis.
I had no idea.
It's a Genesis.
Well, you know.
Well, now everyone knows.
But everybody who watched that chip knew that was a Nike ball.
True.
Because you saw the chip.
But everybody's going to know that the Genesis was the vehicle product that saved his life.
I think it was the Hans device.
The who?
The Hans device.
Is that the Star Wars thing?
Yeah, that's the thing that didn't save Dale Earnhardt's life because he was too stubborn.
I thought it was a Han Solo device. No.
Han Solo would be able to save him.
He could have. He would have cut him right out of that the metal. Instead of the jaws of life, it would have been the Hans of life.
There's absolutely no problem with that. So, people are already speculating. Why do you speculate anything until you know for sure details? People are still speculating Vincent Jackson.
Sure.
Let's wait.
Yeah. I mean, because people don't want to wait. Everybody wants to be first to break the news. Everyone wants to be TMZ. Everyone wants to say what they think, and they judge it based strictly on your past. So if you've made mistakes in the past.
There was no tree there.
In the past?
No, there was a tree in the past. There was no tree here.
So, I mean, but that's the problem with the world. Like, they judge you on your past. Like, people will move on, but they'll always bring it back whenever they can to throw dirt on you.
You know, I was watching one of those hard stories, whatever, and they did this to this man. They brought back the fact that his first wife was somehow murdered when his last wife was somehow murdered, and they were trying to tie him into both.
Crazy how
that
works.
Why do you bring up the past?
Damn it, TMZ. finding cold solved murders.
I didn't want to leave.
Right.
I was watching it at home, and I'm like, I know I need to go, but I really want to know, is he going to be found guilty?
Here's the thing. Everything you do in your life is just going to go along. Right, all your achievements, all your successes, all your failures. And then one day you're going to be involved in some scandal or some big thing, and they're going to bring all this crap up and try to defame you or take you down or tarnish you.
Just don't run for president. And then all that stuff doesn't come up.
But you can run for president and still win, and they still will bring it up.
Well, it does definitely depend. We need to talk about Derek Lewis.
Oh, what a fight.
So we'll talk about that. I want to talk after Angela. I want to talk about the world-class fight.
I think I was his good luck charm.
Sure.
I have his MMA bobblehead hanging from my rearview mirror.
It's all you.
How many MMA bobbleheads of Derek Lewis are hanging from rearview mirrors right now in the country?
It's all you. That caused the uppercut.
That's what I'm saying. He owes me a pair of pants.
He'll take him off right in front of you.
I should get his.
All right, let's go hit our first break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Bernie Williams from the Yankees, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Hi, guys. This is Vin A. of the Bronx Wanderers. I'm excited to announce Dad and I will be performing at Ruth Eckert Hall March 16, 17, and 18. Go to our website, thebronxwanderers.com, and we hope to see you there. Stay tuned to Knockout Radio.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Torta Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. As we're going back looking at what happened last Saturday at the Apex Center, let's look ahead.
Okay.
Because they're back at it this weekend, UFC Fight Night 186. Let's welcome back to the program, Angela Hill. Angela, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. So this is over 20 professional fights and then your kickboxing, your amateur fights. How has Fight Week changed over time, or has it not changed at all?
Well, this fight week is pretty much my only week of fight camp, so that's a big change. But aside from that, I feel like I have a pretty good routine. I know my body. I understand what I have to do to feel confident and also to not burn myself out before fight night. And, you know, most of the week is just focused on mentally getting yourself ready for the game plan and cutting weight. So I feel like I have a good routine going now, especially after fighting so many times in the last couple of years. And I just think that's the biggest difference.
But let's be honest, Angela, with your history, you're always in fight camp.
Yeah. I like to stay ready. You never know when something's going to pop up. And I feel like the biggest career jumps that happen with a lot of fighters are when they step up short notice and they make a big statement. So I always try to stay ready because, you know, it takes the stress out of thinking about your opponent forever, but it also gets you paid faster. So I really love fighting. I really enjoy like training and learning. So if I'm in shape, I'm always ready to say yes to a fight.
If you're always in fight shape, you're always in camp, you're always ready to take a fight, are you ever able to cheat a little bit on maybe some kind of food for an entire weekend, maybe eat something that you normally wouldn't do?
Well, it's funny. Literally the day before I got the fight offer, I had White Castle burgers from the frozen food section, frozen pizza, and I made caipirinhas. So like that was my dinner the day before I took the fight, and that was last week. So I definitely get it in. I definitely eat my cheat meals. I don't have to really worry about dieting too much, so I'm one of the lucky ones when it comes to that. But as long as you're burning the calories, you can eat whatever you want, man.
Well, see, I eat whatever I want. I just don't burn the calories.
This is true.
So I don't worry about it. How do you and how will you pass the time over the next couple of days, you know, waiting for Saturday? Is it kind of like waiting for Christmas, waiting for summer vacation? Or do you have to block out? Did you have 3.5 days? How will you get through the next couple of days?
I think it's more like waiting for that big press conference that you've been preparing for and hoping that you don't fuck up. Hoping that you don't
screw up.
So, I think it's more like that. And the fear of performing the best of your ability is always there, but there's always that excitement, you know, that excitement knowing that you're about to go out there and punch someone in the face and let people know that you're one of the best in the world. So that's always a thrilling thing. A lot of times I try not to focus on it too much. I'll like zone out playing video games or just hanging out with my team and just, you know, talking crap with them. And that always makes you feel a little better, getting a little training in, watching them train, going back to the video games. Like that's usually how I spend the rest of my time, especially since I can't like go out on the strip and do anything because of quarantine and everything.
You know, I normally ask all of you athletes, when the athletes come on about, you know, it's a work trip, it's not a vacation, you don't get out, you don't walk around. But now when you can't, is it a little different that you really can't go out there when before you just didn't want to?
Yeah, it's definitely different. Like when I was in Abu Dhabi, I wasn't there to fight, but I was there to commentate. And when I was out there, I felt really bad for the fighters because there was nothing to do. Like they couldn't go and see the sights, and I couldn't either, but I felt just as bad for the fighters as I did for myself. So it made me appreciate traveling more. And I definitely feel like next time we travel and it's safe to walk around and see the sights, I'm probably going to do that.
Take advantage of it. Then this is there's been talked about this is a rematch, but it was so long ago. Can you take anything from that fight? Have you gone and rewatched the fight or because it has been so long, it's not even worth rewatching?
It's worth rewatching simply for a confidence boost, just knowing how much better that I am now as opposed to then. I feel like I've made leaps and bounds. I feel like when I watch it, I'm like, oh, why would she do that? And I'm talking about myself. So it's really cool to see old Angela and see a performance that I was really proud of at the time and just see how much better I could have done if that were me now. So it is a good fight to watch just for perspective, just to know that how far I've come.
Couple questions to get to know you a little better, and I may have asked you this last time you were on. Dinner for four, I know we don't want to really talk about food, but you're going to have dinner for four. Four people are going to come over, living or passed away, real or fictitious. Can't be teammates, can't be family. Who is it going to be?
Dinner for four. I've been looking at like cowboy stuff lately, like Buffalo Soldiers and stuff, and Stagecoach Mary. I think is a really cool figure in history. She's like this freed slave who was huge. She's a big black woman, and she would protect the mail cart that would go and deliver the mail with a big shotgun. And the reason she was famous was because like she like cussed like a sailor, or she cussed like a man. They said she dressed like a man and she drank like a man. So that would be a really cool person to hang out with. I'm trying to think, who else? Four is a lot.
All right, we'll cut it to two. Let's cut it to two.
Two? Let's see. Maybe.
I don't know, Mary. Stagecoach Mary was pretty cool, so we'll leave it at one. We'll make an exception this time just for you because she did seem pretty cool. Kick ass for sure.
Yeah.
What are some of other sports that you enjoy watching outside of the combat world?
I mean, I don't watch many sports. I don't watch many team sports. I really like watching Muay Thai, especially Muay Thai in Thailand, because it's just different. There's a different rhythm to it. The fighters kind of accept that they're going to be fighting in a phone booth. And they just stand in front of each other and throw kicks and knees and elbows. So it's really cool to watch and exciting to watch. So I like watching Muay Thai. Same with boxing. It's just like it's one of those just like beautiful sports that you can see the art in it when you watch enough of it. Yeah, I think that's about it.
Cool. All right. As we get ready for Saturday night UFC Fight Night 186, what's the funniest, strangest, craziest thing that's ever happened to you, with you, or around you in the middle of a fight?
In the middle of a fight?
And the reason that I asked that... Go ahead.
No, why do you ask?
Well, the reason that I asked that is I asked a fighter that once. I don't remember who the fighter was. And he said he was fighting Dennis Seaver. And obviously, his corner's talking German. And so he can hear his corner talking German. And he said for about 8 or 10 seconds in the middle of a fight, he can see in the back of his mind, what's the movie?
The Inglourious Bastards. The
Inglourious Bastards movie, because I guess it's in German. I've never seen it. So he kind of like drifted off for, 10 seconds in the middle of a fight. I'm like, hey, that's pretty funny. So...
I have one. So one of my fights in Invicta before I got back in the UFC, there was a girl who took her first fight after being pregnant, and I think because of that her nipples were a little sore. So in our fight I threw an overhand and I punched her in the boob, not on purpose. But I threw an overhand, ended up punching her in the boob, and she, like, stopped and made a big deal about it. And I was kind of shocked. I was like, oh, what did I do? Like, thinking that I, like, fouled her or something. Right. But the ref didn't say anything, and it's not against the rules. Like, I could have done it on purpose. It would be totally fine. But the ref didn't say anything, and then my coach got so mad at me for stopping in the middle of the fight. His voice went up like an octave, and he's going from like throw a punch, and he's like, "What the fuck are you doing? Yeah, throw a punch!" And I freaked out and threw another punch to her boob just because I wanted him to not be mad at me. So, So yeah, that's my funny Octagon story.
That is funny, and you know, as I go back to all the fights that I've covered and judged, and since you don't lose a point for holding grabbing the fence, you're not going to lose a point for punching in the breast, right?
Yeah, I think it's only fair.
it is only fair. How strange is it, you know, over the past year, you know, to go to a fight, you can hear the corners, you can hear the coaches, you can hear the commentators, you know, because of the fans not being allowed to attend right now?
It's not too strange. A lot of times when you fight early in the card, not too many people are there. People aren't as amped yet before the main card starts. So it's kind of like that, but you don't have to do the walk where you block out everyone and stay focused. Like, there's no one there. There's no one there to high five. Like, you're just walking to this cage and getting in there, and then you're like, oh, okay, here we go. So I think that's the biggest difference I feel, is like I don't have to focus on the task at hand because there's nothing else to focus on. But like there's been a few times where I fought and it was super loud. Like every time someone landed a big punch, you could hear the crowd go ooh, and then you can't really hear what your corner is telling you to do next. But yeah, in here it feels like first fight of the prelims every fight. Like even my main event for my last fight, it felt like first fight of the prelims. So I think it's actually kind of good for focus and being able to stay in the fight and not get too caught up in the big lights and the big crowds or whatever, even though it's being broadcast to thousands of people. Yeah, you don't think about it when you're in there as much.
As much as I enjoy watching with no fans and you don't hear all that, I have been very passionate about my complaint of the comment you just made. When I'm there covering fights, I hate that there's empty seats for the first fight, you know, not alone the sixth, the seventh, whatever. It absolutely drives me crazy. What, Angela, what can we expect to see Saturday night when you get back in the Octagon?
I'm looking for a finish. I'm going to try to go as hard as possible. I'm going to push my cardio to the limit, even though I only had a week to get ready. And, yeah, I've been working on a lot of different things to just mix up my game plan, so not just striking but everything. So I'm hoping to just be able to show all the things that I worked on for my fight camp that I didn't end up fighting, and just everything that I've worked on since I last fought.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I know the fans are looking forward to it. We're trying out a new system here. Typically, we would put you on hold. We'd get your address because we'd like to send out a couple thank you gifts. I have to figure out how to get your address, whether I shoot an email to the UFC or not. But we're going to send you a pair of earbuds from one of our new sponsors called Jabra, as well as, since we talked about cheap things, Wicked Good Cupcakes is going to send you a care package of some cupcakes. So you can enjoy those, as well as a shipment from 8-Man Strong for coming on and spending some time with us today.
Nice. I was hoping you'd send me that torta pizza that you guys were talking about in the commercial.
How do we send pizza out to?
I'll find a way. Get an address for me, and I'll make it happen.
Is there a way you can make it happen?
I'll make it up.
All right. If Matt can make it happen, we will ship it out. Or maybe we'll just have to bring you here to Tampa Bay, and we can bring you into the restaurant. They'll show you how to make pizza, and then you can eat all you want.
Oh, I'd love that.
Well, Andrew, listen, if you win in convincing fashion on Saturday, just come to Central Florida, because we just opened the newest White Castle in Orlando.
That's true.
All the Brazilians, my wife is Brazilian, they all live in Orlando, so we'll have capadinhas, and I'll bring pizzas. There's no frozen food. All of it's fresh.
Amazing. That sounds amazing.
we'll figure out a way to get that done. Angela, thank you very much for your time. Have fun, and best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
So long. That is Angela Hill back. We do need to figure out how to just, we're trying a new system here.
She could be one of your most frequent guests. I mean, Ryan Bader, Angela Hill, and Tito Ortiz are probably top three.
All right, let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ozzie Smith, and you're talking sports.
with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you would like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
You know who's cold as ice?
Who's that?
Derek Lewis. Oh. Derek Lewis is cold as ice.
He's cool. He's cool, man. He's cool.
In the words of, I can't remember his name. He was on ESPN. Cool as the other side of the pillow.
Oh, yeah. Scott.
I can't remember.
What's his name?
I can't remember.
Lewis? No.
No. Scott. I can't remember his name. So somebody will text me here shortly.
Yeah.
Hopefully Sean's listening.
It's the guy. It's the one who passed away of cancer,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He was, and that was his line. Cool as the other side of the pillow. Some of the things he said, like I watched the press conference, and they were talking about does he think that he deserves the title shot after the Stipe Nagano fight? He goes, I don't know. You know, it's whoever sells, you know, tickets. It could be John Jones. It could be this. It could be Mighty Mouse if he comes back. Who knows? You know, I'll just do what I need to do. He also said that those extra punches were all because of Herb Dean, that all falls on Herb Dean.
Do you think so?
Well, it does.
Stuart Scott. Cool, the other side of the cucumber or something.
Which is so stupid that I couldn't remember his first name because that's my middle name.
What is Stuart?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
I didn't know your middle name was Stuart.
And I still couldn't think that was his name. I had no clue.
Stuart Harris.
Well, that's not my name. It's Randy.
Stewie.
That'll be, just so you know, your first and only time. Because if you call it again, you will be fired.
Oh, no.
Permanently. There will be no coming back from that.
So I should cancel the Vista part with the Stewie Harris business card?
Okay, now you're gone. See? You think I'm kidding. It really doesn't bother me, but, you know, whatever. So Derek Lewis made so many comments that it was really pretty funny. And like I said, he said it's all on Herb Dean, which it is. There's no defense, you know, that people can say that he shouldn't have, you know, thrown him. In the words of Jorge Masvidal, they were super necessary.
They were super necessary. Well, here's the thing. That punch that knocked Blades out, it was underneath his uppercut.
Sharp as a razor.
And then he kind of fell over. So you didn't really know if he was out. You know, like it wasn't, you know, it was kind of weird how he fell. So, I mean, Derek's job is to keep throwing punches until the referee pulls him off.
And that's the rule.
That's his job.
You know, I had an issue with a teammate of mine who once held on to a choke. You know, Knockout JoJo used to give me crap all the time about it. And I'm like, no, that's bull crap. You know, when the ref puts his hands on you, you let go. And Joe's always like, well, you know, if there was things said, if there was this, if there, no. When the ref puts his hands, you stop. So then the same fighter was fighting wherever this organization was in Atlantic City. And he threw a punch, knocked the guy out. The guy fell back, and he hit him three more times until the ref. And then when we saw him, this, I think I told the story before, the casino allowed all the people involved in the fight to go into their cafeteria and eat for free.
Okay.
I went three times.
Right.
It was pretty good. I enjoyed it. And he came up to me, and he said, what did I do wrong? I said, absolutely nothing.
Okay.
Until they put your hands on you. It's all fun and games. A big shout out to World Class Fight League.
Okay.
Event was Saturday night. Started at what seemed like 4:05, even though it was 5:15.
Okay.
And it ended what seemed like 3 in the morning, but it was really around 11:30 or 12. Action packed. Those guys put fight after fight. There was a fight. I couldn't tell you who fought.
Okay.
One guy, I was sitting next to Anthony Gonzalez, and a guy came over and he started to talk to Anthony about his fight, this, that, the other. And I turned to Anthony, I go, I don't even know what fight that was. And I judged it.
Right.
Because as soon as it's over, it's gone. I couldn't tell you either name. Fighter A lost round one, lost round two, lost 2 minutes and probably 32 seconds of round three.
Was it Anderson Silva?
And it was almost like that.
Just dominated by Chael for 5 rounds and then... What happened?
Well, in the case with Chael, since he tested positive, I'm glad that that did happen. You know, I wouldn't normally. It's like, you know, he dominated. He's fighting Anderson Silva. Everybody thought he's, you know, on the verge of goatness, and you know, then that happened. But once he tested positive, good, because that would have thrown the whole thing in a total disarray.
Right.
It would have affected Anderson Silva's record.
Sure.
It would have affected Anderson Silva possibly mentally, physically, emotionally, for a guy that shouldn't have won the title. You know, so it is kind of different. But yeah, I don't even remember. He did something silly. He was dominating. The guy went to maybe take him down or something. And Fighter A kind of like rolled it over. And that's all. They hit the ground. It rolled over and he got on top and then whooped his ass.
Wow. As long as there's still time on the clock, you still got a chance.
As long as there's time on the clock and fight in a heart. And heart in a fight.
As long as you don't punch a boob and stop fighting because, you know, but that's a good lesson from Angela Hill. Like, she knew she did something maybe wrong. Or, you know, if fighters are in combat, they know if they do a low kick or hit them in the groin or eye poke. But the fighters just have, like, a badge of honor. Like, oh, I did it. I messed up. So they stop automatically.
Some do.
But most do. I think majority do.
No.
I think majority of them just stop.
Do any fighters stop after eye pokes? Maybe 10% of the time you see the guy know that he did it. You know that you did it. You
I think
stop.
Eye pokes, you want to sell it like you didn't do it, so you have an advantage because they can't see. You know, so you keep. But if you kick him in the groin and it's obvious and you know it, everybody just kind of stops. All right, let's regroup. Let's reset.
What about fighters that get hit in the gut, but they act like it's the groin and go down?
That's never happened.
What?
No, it happens.
I'm not just talking about Mike Rod. It's happened before.
Are you talking? Yeah, Mike Rod had it. I mean, Stipe did it to Cormier when he got punched in the liver. You know.
You ain't cheating. You ain't trying. And I'm not saying anybody's cheating. I'm just saying you need to try.
It's true.
Nothing happens. So if you go down, And it's a shot that it's going to end the fight anyway. And you go down like it's something different, and you get the – you just saved yourself.
But, you know, last week
– So don't give me any – there's gamemanship.
No, you have to sell it. You got to convince the referee. I mean, unless it's the WWE referees, you know.
Well, they look the other way.
They always do, and they always get hit by a chair.
Is that in the script?
I don't know.
You've got – you know, my connection's no longer on Earth, so I can't really ask them. Well, I do know other ones, I guess I could call. Other entertainers. So is Terry an athlete? Is Terry an entertainer? What are wrestlers?
They got to be both.
Well, they are entertainers. They are athletes. See, what people don't believe, that they're athletes.
Oh, to jump off the top rope, to do a somersault and land in a specific marked location.
Mick Foley never jumped off. He got thrown off.
But to land... and to not die. You know, like, those guys have tremendous athleticism. To be that big, to be that limber, to that flexible, to be that agile, I would say the closest to it is probably NBA players. You know, like, to be that big and to run and to jump and to hit the deck and always, like, the...
Hit the deck. Are you talking about LeBron now?
Yeah, hitting the floor. That's the flop master.
Flop, yeah.
That guy falls down like when you act like you punch him in the liver.
I think that he learned that from Chris Carter.
The Mike Rod, he actually flopped when the Mike Rod threw that punch.
Yeah.
LeBron fell down across the country.
How come all of a sudden LeBron's struggling? Anthony Davis is out, and all of a sudden the Lakers can't win. What's up with that?
It's like a curse of California. First Kobe, now Tiger, now LeBron.
Well, first of all, to put the three in the same category.
California.
I am going to go to CNET on Waters. I am going to purchase, and I'm taking you out of my misery. I'm not taking me out of my misery. I'm taking you out of my misery.
Just saying, California sucks.
I guess what's bad is if you are found dead from a bullet wound, people are going to come looking for me.
No, there's plenty of other people they could target.
Ain't that the truth?
There's a couple of former employees out there, probably.
Yeah, I know. But believe me, I know. I read. All right, let's go ahead and quick break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Let's maybe do some pizza giveaways, too.
Yes, do it.
Let's start with me. So if you can make me one during this break.
Hurry up. You got about 6 minutes left.
I appreciate it. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Justin Leonard from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Adam Richman, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 8824 4th Street North, St. Pete, Florida.
When and if we ever get back to some form of normal life.
Yeah, that's not going to happen for a while.
Well, I understand. You know, I'm hopefully 2022.
Speaking of that,
what concert would you like to go to?
Oh.
Is there anybody that really, like, I miss concerts, but I don't know who I would miss. You know what I'm saying? I mean, especially after the two concerts I saw in 19, because obviously we didn't see anything in 20.
Right.
I don't know how I could ever top that, but I'd like to go to a concert. Now, I'm going to go see the Bronx Wanderers, I believe, on St. Patrick's Day at Ruth Eckerd. I'm going to see the Scorpions coming up, and I'm really looking forward to that. But I don't know other than that.
Yeah, I've never really been big in concerts. Not really been my thing.
You just haven't seen the right concerts.
I've seen Kiss, Aerosmith.
Like I said, you haven't seen the right
concerts. Garth Brooks.
You're not a country guy, so you're not going to.
Brooks and Dunn?
You're not going
to. I was a country guy. Alan Jackson? Going down the Chattahoochee River or whatever it's called? Chattahoochee?
Go see Vince Gill, a guy who just sits on a stool and doesn't move.
I've heard some crazy stories about Vince Gill.
I'm sure.
Some crazy stories.
We really don't want to hear much about it. All right, so the Buccaneers have some decisions to make.
Yes, they do.
As do every team.
Because it's the time to tag your franchise players.
Do you have any clue what's going on there? Do you know?
Well, you got to keep Chris Godwin because he's your number one receiver.
He's not your number one receiver.
He's your number one wide receiver.
He's not.
He's one wide receiver.
He is a wide receiver.
You got to keep him.
I think you do have to keep him.
He's the glue of the future.
No, I wouldn't say that. But what people tend to forget is, for Mike Evans, who is your one receiver, he is your number one receiver. For him to be number one,
you need a Godwin
1A
to take off the pressure, so it gives him opportunities to free up.
So people are saying that, you know, let's worry about Shaq Barrett, and if Godwin leaves, and I'm okay with Godwin leaving, because if he's leaving for more money. Now, he has since said, and I read it somewhere, that he's not going to be unhappy for a few dollars.
Right.
So he's going to get paid whether he stays or goes.
Sure.
What people don't seem to understand, you fanatics, I'm talking about, you know, Buccaneer fans, is rings, titles, championships, they don't pay bills. They don't pay bills.
I don't know about that.
They don't pay bills. That ring doesn't pay bills. Even if you sell the ring.
Yeah, but it's a status.
It's a status.
Like Wade Boggs coming out of the break. Like, this is Hall of Fame. Wade Boggs, you know, you listen to Knockout Radio. That title, Hall of Fame, title, Super Bowl champ, it gives him endorsements, books, products.
Hall of Fame, yes.
A whole nother level of opportunity.
Winning a Super Bowl doesn't necessarily do that. Now, if you have those three letters, Mike Vincent Paul, MVP, then yes. You know, Dexter Jackson will always have autographs, signing gigs.
Sure.
You know, winning the MVP. That for sure. Hall of Fame, absolutely. You know, I get that. But you need money to pay bills. Yeah, you can always do autograph signing. All these players, these players are doing autograph signings now.
Sure.
So they're making a little bit of money.
But which one's most valuable? Which is like, because defenses win championships. So do you keep Shaq Barrett or do you keep Godwin?
I believe you keep Godwin no matter what. You pay David for sure. I want to keep Barrett. Of course you do. But I think that you could survive without Barrett. I think you could bring in somebody, maybe not as good, but you're not going to be able to bring somebody in, maybe not as good as Godwin. So if you're taking a 1A.
Is Godwin that good, or is it Brady that puts the ball where he can catch it and makes him better?
Godwin was good, you know, when three was here, when Winston was here.
What if I was a receiver? What number would I be?
On your jersey or on the roster?
On the roster.
You would be below inactives. I think I would probably rank, let me think of a dead wide receiver. I would put you three notches.
That's too soon. Just don't. Don't go there.
Oh, I will.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
I really wasn't even thinking that, you know, to be honest.
Oh, boy.
All right. So we do have some controversy.
Okay.
So we have about 7 minutes. 7 minutes? No, 6 minutes.
Got it.
What do you think about what Michael Pittman Jr. did?
What did he do?
Way to be up on the news.
I don't follow the offspring of your friends.
So Carson Wentz is traded, booted out of Philadelphia. Let's be honest.
He got traded for Tic Tacs and like a pack of gum or something.
Not even Tic Tacs. No. It was Ticks, not Tic Tacs. Now, from what I understand, Carson Wentz and Michael Pittman Jr. spoke.
Okay.
And Carson Wentz asked Michael Pittman Jr., how attached are you to number 11?
Okay.
Because Carson Wentz has wore 11 in Philly, 11 in Dakota. Pitt changed because he was in the 80s. And then I don't know if you remember this story. So whatever that number was, that was the size TV that Michael Pittman Jr. sent Michael Pittman.
Okay.
So if he wore 86, it was an 86-inch TV. Well, then he changed numbers to 11.
Okay.
I told Mike, be thankful you got the TV already.
Yeah, 11-inch TV.
Instead of an 86. And Michael Pittman Jr. said, I'm very attached to it. And they agreed that Michael Pittman Jr. is not going to give up the 11.
Okay.
And he's going to keep it. Now, what I found ironic is then Carson Wentz said, well, I was thinking about changing numbers anyway. No, you were not. Because if you were thinking about doing it, you wouldn't have asked the player to give up the number. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yes, you wanted 11, and a rookie, he's still considered a rookie, said, no, I'm going to keep the number. Now, where do you stand? Who's right? Who's wrong?
Well, I think Pittman's the bigger star. I think he has a bigger future ahead of him, and I think he's already got the number, so he keeps it.
Let me tell you another story. You know, just kind of similar.
Okay.
You know, when I was in the Navy, I remember being asleep in my, it's called a rack, in my bed.
Okay.
And somebody came in the middle of the night who outranked me, who just came on the ship, and he kicked me out of that rack,
okay.
that bed. He outranked me. He took it.
Well, I think it's different. If it's Tom Brady coming and, like, you have number 12, you give the 12 to the GOAT.
Why?
Because he earned it.
He didn't earn it where the team is.
That's his number.
Now, in this case, it was given up.
But that's my question. Godwin. I have a weird question. And I know it's going to make me sound dumb to your fan face. I get that.
Well, first of all, there's nothing you can say that will make you sound any dumber than you have over the past couple of years.
Perfect. So what do the numbers in football mean? Like, you have 1 through what, 53 or 75, 99? 99.
Yeah.
That's right, because Sapp, your boy. So what are the numbers? Like, are like 1 through 12 only quarterbacks, and then like 13 through whatever only receivers? So what if you have like a hybrid guy, like a special team guy that returns kicks, but he's also a wide receiver?
Then he would probably have either an 80 number, or he would have the team number, which is really fairly recent. Normally, back in the day, back when I played with Otto Graham, the 80s were receivers, but yes. It does make you sound not very football wise.
Wow. So Pittman Jr. should give up number 11 because he's not a quarterback.
He's a receiver who can wear those numbers.
Quarterback is from 12 down.
No.
Brady down. The GOAT to one. One to GOAT.
There's been a 14 quarterback.
He has to go below. Got to go below. You go below the GOAT. You don't ever go above the GOAT.
It doesn't matter. If a player already has it and he doesn't want to give it up, he shouldn't have to be made to get
this. Is COVID football. All rules are changed. I think quarterbacks should only be 1 through 12. That's it. And then Pittman, get rid of the jersey. Give it up, boy. Move along. Just saying. Quarterbacks are 12 and under. You don't believe that?
No.
Michael Vick was 7.
They're
Marino, 3.
Or 13.
Oh, whatever.
They're 14. I wonder if there's been anybody higher than 14. But 14 and below can be the quarterback, but now that 10 to 19 can be a wide receiver, the wide receiver had it. And when it's all said and done, Michael Pittman Jr. will be in Indianapolis longer than Carson Wentz.
That's true.
So I'm okay with it. I'm okay if he would have given it up. I'm okay if he didn't. The problem is some local fans of Michael Pittman Sr. posted that if he gives it up to Carson Wentz, Carson Wentz needs to replace everybody who has a Michael Pittman Jr. jersey.
Oh, that gets expensive.
Well, it gets expensive if you're a fan of this player, and then he goes and changes numbers.
Yeah, I mean,
think about it.
I mean, Jordan came back wearing what, 45? He was a legend at 23, and he came back wearing the 45.
Well, Kobe did the same. You didn't know that, did you?
No.
You didn't know
that? Well, he was 8 and then 24.
Exactly. So you are right. All right. Well, good news. 1 hour down. The bad news is I have one more hour with you. So I'm not sure if I want to. Is the glass half full or is it half empty?
I think it's half empty. Yeah. We're almost out of gas.
I think it's half full.
I got a number question after the break.
All right. We'll do that. This is Knockout Radio. I need that strong and it snaps up.
Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell you, everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Water,
WTA, WDCF, Dig City, WZHR, Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.
CBS News, presented by Mission.